Sitting on a bus with my whiplash heart and my drifting thoughts, as meadows of green spread out within my field of vision, it belongs in a frame. In the distance, I catch a glimpse of my grandmother's house, weather-beaten red like a hardened abrasion. She is standing on the porch when I arrive, partially hidden in the smoke from her cigarette. I read the wrinkles in her face like lines in a biography, trace them like the rings inside a tree, how they grow into each other and form a complex network of roots. Our story is connected through thin fibers that erode and eventually break, severing us from our memories. But I hope to keep this image forever etched in my retinas, how she is standing there in a haze of smoke and sunshine, like an aged Hepburn, a fading vintage dream. In this healing light, I have found a space of peace. Like the shade of a bodhi tree, it calms my soul. The hurricane in my blood becomes a gentle breeze. My cells become lotus flowers floating in serenity. But maybe silence is meant to be broken. I can feel my childhood rush like a spring tide through my body, like I ran through the vertical sprinklers in the backyard with arms outstretched as if I was passing through transparent prison bars, being freed from the hurt. I've come to terms with the fact that it all could have been an illusion, but it always felt as if the sky was bluer when I emerged on the other side.